Bum, 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 Allie bum, moved 3,000 miles away, and she missed her best friend Seth.
Aww.
So she sold her soul to the demon Flargolnox, and she stabbed some homeless to death.
Wait.
The demon Flargolnox gave her a magic box, so she and Seth could talk and joke and smile. They drink whiskey on Sunday and fart and scratch their balls, and they laugh, cause they will never die.
Okay. You know what? You're wrong. It's 2,981 miles.
Previously on Whiskey on Sunday, I'm Allie.
I'm Seth.
Yeah, that pretty much sums up every single episode. So welcome to another episode of Whiskey on Sunday. As we had said before, I am Allie, and that is Seth.
It is Sunday.
Yes.
And we have whiskey.
You have whiskey. I just toss some Kahlua in coffee. I'm kind of cheating, but that's all right. I had a lot of whiskey last night.
Okay. Well, I have a couple of whiskeys here today. And do you want to, so should we get to?
Yeah.
Right off the bottle?
Yeah.
Okay, we have the Crown Royal Maple, which is a Canadian whiskey, which means it does not have an E. It comes in this, of course, the beautiful Crown Royal bag, this time in brown, which is great if you have a lot of dice that you need to keep.
Yes, I have used one of those bags for gaming quite a bit.
Now this is a new addition. It's maple from Canada. Gotta be good, right?
Probably.
It's an extraordinary blend crafted by adding a hint of natural maple flavor to complement the legendary taste of Crown Royal. So, I had. In my mind, when I got this, I had said, this is going to taste, it's going to be like aged, instead of an oak barrel, it's going to be aged in a maple barrel for the natural flavoring, and won't that be delicious? A little hint, just tiny hint of the maple, won't that be great?
Yeah.
Well, I poured it, and it's got a much maplier smell than I thought it would be.
Right.
And then a little sip. And my first instinct was to put it right in the kitchen. It left the liquor cabinet and went right in the kitchen because I'm going to cook with it, maybe, but I'm not going to drink it.
Yeah.
It tastes like 80 proof Aunt Jemima.
It's got
a fake maple flavor to it. It tastes like it's like rubbing alcohol mixed with McDonald's syrup packets.
Now they actually make a maple syrup vodka, which isn't that bad. I mean, it tastes like maple syrup, so it's such a powerful flavor that if you don't mix it with anything, you're kind of fucked. You're basically going to feel like your teeth are going to fall out if you finish the drink. So, I mean, I didn't really have high hopes when you told me that you had that, but it would have been great if that had changed. And you know what you should do? You should add, since it's already flavored with maple, you should add, like, apple or bacon or something to it and let it just, like, steep for a few weeks.
I think what gets me is that it's too sweet. Although I might add it with like a blueberry schnapps as a cocktail and make a blueberry pancake.
That sounds like a good idea. Or you could mix it with butter shots.
See, that's going to make it sweet. I want to get it less sweet somehow. Maybe just ice and blueberry juice.
Maybe.
And vanilla vodka.
Would probably be good in baking.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I've already used it in. I use it to deglaze a pan that I was making shepherd's pie in.
Cool.
And that was actually really good. But to drink it, not so much. But I do have a nice dice bag now.
You do.
And I can cook with it.
Yes. Yes, you can. What is something that I have tried recently that I had never had before? I don't know.
My other booze is Redemption Rye.
I have had that.
Have you?
Yes.
Now, I don't think I've ever had a rye before.
I am a big fan of rye. I actually prefer rye over
bourbon.
Well, they make bourbon with rye.
Rye, bourbon, strictly speaking, is made with corn.
Right.
And a lot of the rye business went to bourbon. Like, rye was a much more popular spirit back in the day.
I don't think you understand. I wanted to buy, I found a bottle of Whistle Pig last night.
Nice.
And I was super fucking excited. It's $76.
That's about what it goes for over here, too, yeah.
No, and I know that that's something that I am used to. I don't like paying for shitty whiskey, but I don't have $76 right now.
Yeah.
And I wasn't about to buy, like, Old Grandad or something and review that shit for this, because Old Grandad is pretty much like being kicked in the cunt. With a moccasin.
Old Grandad bourbon is pretty much like being kicked in the cunt.
Yeah, with a dirty moccasin.
So Redemption Rye, this is the hand number of the bottle and batch. So this is batch 071 and bottle 1142.
Nice.
Where's
the bottle?
This is out of Bardstown, Kentucky.
I was going to say it was in Kentucky, but makes sense.
So let me give this. This is the first time I've ever had it.
We'll smell it first.
It's refreshingly unmaple-y. It's like a bourbon, but not as sweet.
Yes.
So it's like a bourbon, but better.
Yes. That's I cannot say enough about rye. There is a place in Connecticut called Plan B.
Yes.
And Plan B is amazing. It's burgers, beer, booze, and something else. All starting with B's. But it is a very... It kind of has a slaughterhouse feel when you walk into it because all of the lights are... supported by meat hooks from the ceiling. It's pretty fucking amazing. You walk in and their selection of whiskeys and bourbons and scotch and beer is fucking amazing. So you can do a sampler and you can choose from about, I want to say 35 different types of whiskey, bourbon, and scotch to do a flight of three, and we should totally do that when I come to visit, because my friend's mom runs.
Yeah, we're going to have to get a babysitter.
Yes.
Yes, because September...
Because you're going to have a baby.
Yeah, because we're having a baby.
September's 3 months. You could bring the baby with you.
Yeah, but...
But then he can't drink.
The baby's usually... Yeah, she won't be able to drink either.
Yeah. And, I mean, you kind of feel like a shithead when you bring a baby to a bar and they can't drink, too. It's like bringing toddlers to porn stores. I don't know where I was going with that. I'm sure there's a joke somewhere in it, but I'm just too fucking tired to figure it out.
Toddlers in Porn Stores is not the episode title.
Oh, come on!
Or maybe it is.
You have no say in it. I basically just pick out something that I think is hysterical, and then that's the name of the title.
Now, our previous podcast, well, which still continues without you, which is you can notice. You notice it's lacking a little Allie. We usually everybody notes things that are said during the day, during the recording, and then they're, then it's voted on. The title is voted on. And usually, like, when it's something that I've said, I don't vote for it, but sometimes I don't remember saying it.
That happens a lot. That happens a lot with me as well, which is why I have the quote book. Now, a lot of my friends say really funny shit, but I forget that I have my quote book, so I don't actually write the stuff down. Which is a damn shame, because some of it is fucking hysterical. And apparently I'm really funny to the people here.
Oh, that sounds... That doesn't sound at all self-involved or conceited.
No, it's a super humble brag. And
apparently I'm really funny. I never thought I was funny, but everybody here in Portland...
Well, the things that I say...
The geekiest town in the country.
The things that I say are... pretty much the things that you and I have said for years. So
basically, you're using my jokes. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no, 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 no.
You're reusing my jokes.
I'm not mining your motherfucking jokes. You shut your fucking mouth. I would never mine jokes.
Hey.
But I do use kick in the dick, which is yours.
Mm-hmm.
I say fuck my face a lot, and it makes people laugh.
And also gets you dates.
It does. Because they're like, challenge accepted. Didn't even...
Like, no, why they didn't really... It was a phrase. A metaphor.
Yeah.
But let's go back to that.
It's a very weird segue, because I'm going to actually talk about something called yummy gras.
Golf clap.
Okay. So... in the pirate community, there is a house, and they're kind of nicknamed as the Yums. Now, the only other Yum party that I had been to, I ended up getting fingered in the bathroom at a New Year's Eve party. And I just thought, hey, maybe that was just a special event. No, that's pretty much par for the course in every single Yum party.
Now, is this a sign-up sheet, or, I mean...
I don't know, to be perfectly honest. But Yummy Gras, they pretty much have a theme for every single party. So New Year's was porn stars. So you had people dressed as, like... There was a dude that was dressed as John Holmes, like, before the AIDS, and it was fucking amazing. Like, he grew the mustache, and it just... It kind of glistened, so you didn't know if perhaps if you kissed him, it would taste like pussy.
The flavor saver. The flavor saver, it was called in my old punk rock squad.
Right. So this theme was the 8 deadly sins. And I know you're thinking, but Allie, there are only 7 deadly sins. And you would be correct. But apparently the 8th deadly sin is J-pop. So you were kind of a part of a team of each sin. So like you were either team wrath, team gluttony, team greed, team envy, team pride. Oh my god, I should have painted myself as a rainbow for team pride. Fuck! Damn it.
Next time.
If it ever happens again. Or you would dress as, like, a candy kid for J-pop. Like, big anime eyes and...
You really wouldn't go for Psy?
Psy is Korean. So is that technically J-pop or K-pop?
I think K-pop and J-pop are almost the same thing.
Is
that racist or just musically ignorant?
No, I think... The letters are so close in the alphabet that that's acceptable.
Oh, when does iPod become a thing? And would that be
Icelandic?
Would that be Italian, or would that be Iranian?
Icelandic.
Oh, Icelandic music is already pretty good, though.
Wait, isn't that the my is that iPod? The Numa Numa guy.
There's Bjork.
Oh, Bjork.
Yeah, and then there's what's that Icelandic Beastie Boys band, that hip hop?
Oh, I don't even know. I was gonna say Diantwoord, but that's South African.
Kurashi.
Okay.
So I would recommend everyone go search for Kurashi. Q-U-A-R-A-S-H-I-E.
I will have to listen to it at some point. So I went as Wrath because I went shopping online and found a discount zombie police officer uniform. And it's one of those, like, slutty Halloween costumes. And I went, ha ha ha, this would be fun just for, like, at-home times.
Which we will have to address later.
Yeah. And, well, there's something really great about dressing up and having somebody unwrap you. It's like Christmas with dicks.
Christmas with dicks.
Broke myself.
So you went as Wrath.
So I went as Wrath, and
in a slutty cop costume.
In a slutty zombie cop costume, and everyone loved my costume. And I was actually wearing Converse that didn't match. And I was like, "Yeah, you should see the other girl. I took that bitch's shoe. Bitches love shoes." And so they were immediately like, "Okay, you're my favorite person in the world." I end up getting there, and there is over 100 people there in a tiny fucking house. And when I'm talking about a tiny fucking house, there were 3 rooms that we were allowed in. Like, the Yums had a separate area where they got to, like, go and decompress and stuff like that. But there were 3 rooms, and then people had come early and set up tents so that they could stay overnight. So I walk in, and you have to, like, pay an entry fee just so that it covers cleaning supplies, food in the morning. And then their bar is enormous. The amount of alcohol that is there puts my dad's house to shame. I could have said a bar to shame, but yeah, you get the idea. So walk in, you pay, you get a wristband, and then you pick a side. And I was like, oh, I was wearing my Green Lantern hoodie, because you don't want to get gas covered in blood. And so she was like, oh, you're Team Envy? And I was like, no. And then I unzipped my jacket, and everyone was like, woo! Whatever. And I walked around for a little bit, ended up making out with a whole bunch of people. I get really drunk really fast. Ended up making out with a whole bunch of people, found myself in somebody's tent, and then found my way back to the party, and then sat for a little while until I was like, I am sober, and I'm really uncomfortable with the amount of people that are in here. Like, if there was a fire, I would be fucked. I mean, I could probably jump out of a window, but I really don't want to. And my ankle kind of hurt, because when I was being led to a tent, I slipped, because it was raining, as it often does in Portland. So I ended up leaving early, and by early I mean like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. It takes an hour to drive from that party home. And by the time I get home, I'm fucking awake, because I'm just super hyper alert, and I decide that I want Eggs Benedict. So I went to Sherry's, which is the Denny's of the Pacific Northwest. But the best part about the Sherry's is they can also serve alcohol, and they have Eggs Benedict. So suck it, Denny's, and suck it, East Coast. So I pick up my Eggs Benedict, I come home, I eat one of them, and then I promptly fall asleep on the couch with the Eggs Benedict in my lap. I wake up about a half an hour later, put the Eggs Benedict in the fridge, and then I go to bed. Now, the sun had just started rising, So the only reason why I woke up is because it was just glaring into my eyes. And I spent the entire next day not knowing if I was actually dreaming or awake. But those are the types of parties and friends that I hang out with here, which is awesome.
Slutty perverts.
Yeah. Feels like home. Well, not like my house. That's not... It feels like Connecticut, because I'm friends with slutty perverts, and I love it. I had a date with a girl.
Really?
Yeah. It was, it wasn't really like... Well, it was kind of a date, but it was also, I wanted to spend time with her, and she wanted to spend time with me, and she finally was able to make time for me, because she doesn't live... She actually lives in Washington. She lives about 3 hours away. So when she comes to visit, she's kind of like booked up really fast, has a bunch of stuff to do, and if she doesn't have a decompression day, then she kind of melts down. So she was able to make a couple of hours for me, and ended up staying up later than I thought I was going to that night. But not for any, like, sexy times or anything like that. It was just talking. But I really dig this girl.
So what's that all about?
What's what all about? Digging a girl?
But no, where does that go from there?
Well, the next time she comes down, she's like, I seriously need to make more time for you because the people that demand my time, She's like, you're really, really patient. You're really, really cool. It's very easy to talk to you. And I enjoy being around you. And I was like, I feel the same way. And she's like, but you never, like, pressure me and, like, get mad at me when I can't spend time with you. And I'm like, I'm not going to force anyone to hang out with me. So, and I know that I wouldn't really be, like, forcing her because it would be her decision to hang out. But I was like, I also know that you're really, really busy. you're here visiting your boyfriend. And I shouldn't be a priority. And she's like, yeah, but you kind of should be. Because I like hanging out with you more than I like hanging out with a couple of other people. And I'm like, then that's a decision that you're going to have to make yourself because I'm not going to make it for you and I'm not going to ever make you feel bad for not being able to spend time with you.
Wait, so there's a boyfriend story?
Huh?
You said... Wait.
Yeah. It's Rick's girlfriend.
Oh. Okay.
But alternately, I think I'm dating Rick. It's very confusing. But I figure I spent so much of my life being terrified of allowing myself that type of companionship that it's kind of like a gateway to being in a committed relationship. Because I know that I don't need to expect a commitment from any of them, and they don't need to expect a commitment from me. So it's just kind of like picking out the things that I like and don't like about relationships and then finding somebody that complements it.
That makes sense.
But if for some reason, like, commitments grow and happen, I'm not necessarily against it. But I'm having fun.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, but I have this, like, weird... Okay, so there's this weird, like, crazy set of standards for relationships that are either open or... Polyamorous, I wouldn't say polygamous... If that makes
polygamous
sense.
Polygamous is more of a male-centric. Polyamorous is what it's the Kerman nomenclature.
Okay, My understanding of polyamory versus polygamy is polygamy requires a commitment to multiple people. Or not, like, it doesn't require a commitment to multiple people, but there are commitments involved, and there are typically commitments with more than one person. Polyamory just kind of strikes me as being open sensually and sexually with multiple people. But please correct me if I'm wrong. That's pretty much what I've kind of come to the conclusion of.
The problem is that everybody has a different definition.
Yeah, there's no set rules. And,
right, and
that's what
point.
I'm trying to work around, or trying to work out, not work around. Cause
you have to work out the rules between everyone concerned.
Right. So, like, at the Yum Party, I basically told the dude, I was like, I need to talk to your wife in order to do anything beyond making out. That's just because I want to know what the boundaries are. And I want to talk to the person that it would be affecting most. So, and I've done that with a couple of people, and they're like, you're the first person that's actually cared enough to do that. I'm like, no. There's a thin line between having fun with somebody who's in an open relationship and helping them cheat. Because I do think that there is cheating when there's open relationships. It's just a very difficult way. Like, it's hard to... They're always so different. Like, I don't even know what to say. It's just...
No, there's... anything that breaks a rule...
Right. And I need boundaries. That's my thing. Like, I have a friend that is poly, and his fiance is not. Well, at the moment.
Hmm.
It's very possible that she can change her mind, but... they have both mentioned that they think that I'm attractive. Now, I don't consider that an invitation to do anything or anything like that, but I'm like, okay, well, my limitation is no matter how far that person is allowed to go with somebody else, it has to do with the strictest rule that one of the people gives me is where the boundary is. And if it's like, I don't want any involvement whatsoever, done. There will be hugs. There will be very chaste kisses, because that's just who I am as a person and as a friend. I would do that with a friend. I would do that with anybody.
Now, a chaste kiss, is that like a grandma kiss?
Just like a peck on the lips type thing. Like, just, I recognize that you are there, and kisses. Yay! I mean, I've been cheated on before, so the idea of someone saying, oh, well, we have this rule, and then not having it confirmed by the other person really skeeves me. And it doesn't, like, skeeve me to the point where I would immediately run to that person. But, like, the guy that I was talking with this about at the Yum Party was basically like, just don't talk to her tonight. And I was like, okay, well, then this isn't going any further. And he was like, yeah, that's fine. Okay. I have no idea how I ended up this way, Seth. I'm just like, it's a very... flowchart type thing, where it's like, if this, then this.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it has to do with, like, the people that I'm around, and I like affection a lot. I do. I will walk over across the street to my close friends. Like, she's She's like this side's bestie. Like, she's the one that I will call if I'm having a panic attack or things like that, the puppy. But I will walk over there, and if Matt is lying down and playing a game, like, on the couch, I will, like, curl up like a cat on him just to be annoying. But he's perfectly fine with it. He's just like, okay. And he'll, like, play the game over me. But sometimes you just need to be hugged. Or you need to, like, feel warmth from something.
Oh, I totally understand that, yeah.
I didn't understand that, and I wondered why I was so unhappy back east. And that does have a lot to do with it, because I wasn't getting, like, physical confirmation that I was there. So I was living a lot in my head, as opposed to living in the moment. This has been a very strange turn of events. Like, I've shared a lot with people on the internet, but this is kind of big. I had somebody go, so are you gay or are you bisexual? And I'm like, I am Allison. I've never been forced to come out, and I don't think that you should have to come out for anything. Like, okay, you come out straight, come out whatever. If that's something that somebody wants to do, great. I am at this point where I don't think I need to define myself. I don't need to define myself by sexuality. But that is just me. I'm Allie.
I'm not Allie. I'm Seth. And this has been...
Oh my god, no, we're done?
I don't know. It sounds like a good place to do it.
Oh. Well, this will be a very short episode if we stop now. We can if you want.
Oh, we can talk about... All right, so so you had your little adventures. You shared a little bit of... Some explicit, some discreet. My adventures. I am married.
Yeah.
And we have a baby coming.
Yes.
We just clicked over into the home stretch.
So you started the third trimester?
Yes.
Fantastic.
So apparently that's when pregnant ladies get super into it.
Nice.
Yeah, super, super into it. Now, super into it for my wife. People don't drop hats around her. Because she's ready at the drop of a hat. It's crazy.
But awesome. I would say take advantage of it as much as you can, because after the baby's born, there's going to be times when you're going to want to, but you're either going to be so exhausted, or, I don't know, sometimes women have reactions where they're just like, don't touch me for...
There is a medically mandated 6 weeks bye period. You have a 6 bye week where you cannot have the sex for 6
weeks. The intercourse?
Yes. Mm. So we really don't know how is that going to work? Because I can't think of 6 weeks that we haven't had sex. I can't think of that.
Well, you...
Like, if
when you were married to Christine, there might have been 6 weeks that you guys weren't having sex. I mean, you and Vicky, not you and Christine, because that I would.
Oh, there were definitely 6 weeks. There were 6 months where my first wife and I did not have sex, but there was a little overlap.
Well, yes, but I mean, during the time that you were married to her, there were 6 weeks that you and Vicky weren't having sex.
Yeah, but Well, there was 6 weeks where my first wife and I did not have sex, but there was never 6 weeks where I did not have sex.
Fair enough.
And my justification, my rationalization of that was, if you don't want to be involved in my sex life, then you don't really
have
any say on it.
Is it something that she ever, like, told you? Was she ever just like, I don't want to have sex ever?
No, not ever. It was always right now.
See, I don't understand that.
Because you're basically down to fuck with, you know, vagrants.
Me?
Yeah, right?
Well, yeah, that's why I take the max.
And that's, yeah. That's
I why, love vagrants.
That's why you went to, that's why you moved to Portland, because
yeah,
all
God.
The sexy vagrants, right?
Yes.
Because the Portland vagrants are so much hotter than Connecticut vagrants.
They very much are.
They are.
Yeah. Well, they're hot to the point where I'm like, homeless or hipster? And then you get closer and you're like, homeless. Sick.
Homeless, yeah. But
if you get closer and you're like,
sure. You're not even sure.
Wait. Aquavelva is a hipster freak? Okay.
Yeah. Aquavelva. Yeah.
I get it. Because that smells terrible. I would rather fuck a homeless dude.
Panther sweat.
60% of the time, it works 100% of the time. So I went shopping yesterday because I am going to the Walking the Room podcast
mm-hmm.
for Bridgetown. I didn't end up buying a Bridgetown pass because I don't have $85, which sucks because I really there are other shows that I want to go to, but I can't go because I can't afford them. So I'm going to go to Walk in the Room. I'm going to spend $20. But after that, there is an event at a local bar called the 420 Prom. So Rick and I are actually going to Walk in the Room, and he's wearing a tuxedo, and I'm going to be wearing the bridesmaid dress from Jackie's wedding. We're going to be, like, dressed to the nines, outdress the enemy type style. Go to Walk in the Room, and then leave and go to prom. So I had to buy a bra that would work with the dress.
You didn't still have one from the wedding?
No, I didn't like it. So I found one that doesn't actually have any straps at all, which is problematic because it adheres to your sides, which just seems very, very weird to me. And I have to try it out. But so I went to Kohl's yesterday to buy it. And I was just like, I wanted to buy a bustier that had a low back and just had the support in the front. But couldn't find one. So I found that alternative. And then I was like, well, if I'm getting this, I should get, like, new underwear, because why not? Because it makes me feel good about myself. So the underwear was on sale. So, of course, I ended up buying 6 pairs. And then, yeah. And then I was like, oh, let's take a look at the, well, because Kohl's always has those, like, clearance sections that are just ridiculously great. So we take a look at the girls' clearance, and Puppy ends up finding a Captain America shirt that she loves that I was like, you have no say in this. I'm going to borrow this from you at some point. That's how much I love it. And I would have bought it had she not bought it, but I decided not to because I don't want to be like a mimic. I found that mustache sweater that I was wearing the other night. And then
Your gentleman sweater?
Huh?
Your gentleman sweater?
Yes. Yes. The motorboat mustache ride. Yeah, because you have a mustache on your tits. That's pretty much it. So then Puppy suggests that we go over to the dude section. Go over to the dude section, she finds this splatter hoodie that has neon splatters, and she's like, I could totally see you wearing this. So try it on. She loves it, and I'm like, okay, it's like $7. Why not? So then she pulls another one. She's like, I didn't look at the price, but this totally looks like it would be awesome for you. So it was like a bumblebee striped, well, it was like a black hoodie with white horizontal stripes on it. And I was like, I kind of love this, and it's really soft on the inside, and it's fantastic. And so I'm reaching into the pockets, and I was like, there's a wire in here. And then I look at the pull tabs, and they're headphones at the end of it. I have a headphone hoodie which is fucking amazing. So I bought that, and then I was like, oh, let's take a walk and check out the kitchen section and stuff. So we're walking around Kohl's, and I have a nasty habit of spending a ridiculous amount of money there. Well, we get to the home goods section, and there is a camera that is pretty much equal to what my camera is, like the ones that the Bettys got me. And I'm looking at the price, and I was like, wow, $265 isn't bad. And then I look at the tag, and I was like, holy shit, this is 45% off. This is $165. And in my brain, I'm like, is it worth buying it and then putting it up on eBay or something like that? Because it's a good camera, and it would be worth it. So instead, Puppy decides that she wants it. And so she gets that, and then we end up going to the register, and I use my Kohl's card that gives me 20% off of my entire purchase, and then they run hers, and then I'm like, you know what, just put it on my card, and then they do 20% off her entire purchase. So she's looking at the numbers come up, and she's like, holy shit, and I'm like, yeah, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, yeah, 100, 175, 265. And she goes, oh my God, that's how much you've saved? I ended up spending like $88.
Sweet.
Uh-huh. Because I like spending money, but I also like getting a lot of things. Buy all the things.
Buying. Clink.
Clink. Okay, so when I come to Connecticut, is there a specific day that you would like to hang out?
It's really hard to plan that.
Okay. Well, because you have to determine with the baby and stuff like that.
Right. And what we're probably going to do is I'm going to take the first week that the baby's born off as vacation.
Okay.
Then
they don't offer you paternity leave?
Well, legally they have to give you unpaid paternity leave.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is take I haven't spent any of my vacation time this year, and I've got about 4 weeks of vacation time.
Nice.
I got 3.5 weeks. 3 weeks, 3 days, so almost 3 weeks, almost 4 weeks. So right. I'm going to go 1 week. Actually, I can probably do 1 week as vacation time, the week baby's born. Then I go back. And then Vicky's going to do her short-term leave, her medical leave.
Right.
Which is about 3 to 6 weeks, depending on whether she has to have cesarean, which probably won't, but who knows. Then she's going to take a few weeks after that, and then I'm going to take my vacation and sick time all together at once, and then some unpaid time, because I get paid less than Vicky does.
Right.
So we'll probably be in the middle of August before we're even looking for, before the baby's going to be in if we're back to work.
Okay.
And I will take like vacation, like weekend time would be perfect. So I won't have to fuck with my schedule. So what days are you gonna be? But you have a wedding to work around.
Well, I have a wedding on the 14th, which is a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
The Friday is my brother's birthday. I might take him out to a bar or something, or I might take him to a casino, which I'm pretty sure Ashley would fucking hate, but.
So it's obvious that we're going to record Whiskey on a Sunday live together in the same house.
We could do that.
I mean, I don't think there's any other question, right?
Well, the question is, will there be a baby crying? Probably.
I don't know.
Never. Okay,
you give him a little binky?
Yeah.
They want to be dry and fed?
Oh, so you're threatening the baby if you don't stay silent? There's no tit, and there's no changing for you today.
I'm saying you accommodate the child's needs, and the child accommodates your needs.
Yes.
I'm living in a fantasy land.
You are, but that's okay. I have grown to see the inner workings of a 5-year-old, so it's been very entertaining. She, I haven't seen her in a couple of weeks, but she has, she's done some things that I've been like, I wouldn't even expect anyone to do something like this.
Mostly bank robbery and genocide.
Yeah. She's
a monster.
Scary. Like, and she knows magic. So, a little kid with a magic wand, a hatred of Jews, and
she's basically
the ability to walk through walls.
Yeah, you tried to drive a stake through her heart, but it turned into dust.
Yeah, but she can walk through walls. So obviously, when I tried to put a stake through her heart, she shimmered, and then it fucking went through. And I'm like, fuck, man, there's no way to kill this thing.
And also, it fucked up your wall, and you have a security deposit to worry about.
Exactly.
So you know what? Fuck it. Forget about it.
Yeah, that's why 5-year-olds are terrible. Because they're magic.
Yeah. I am Seth.
I'm Allie.
We will see you next time on the podcast.
The podcast.
The podcast.
Yeah.
The podcast.
The pod.
The podcast. Next time, Allie's going to teach me how to play my ukulele.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right. Do I need to let you use one of mine?
No, I have them. I have a ukulele.
Yeah, you do. You just need to tune it.
You have to give me a blonde wig and a cute face and boobs.
Why don't I just do it?
That's probably simpler.
Well, I mean, it's just like all of that work that you'd have to do with makeup and trips to... I don't even know who does boobs. Well, trips to L.A.
I'm pretty sure you can get boobs in Connecticut.
If you play your cards right, you can get boobs anywhere. I mean, they might be attached to people. And you know what? If there's an attractive hipster or an attractive hobo, then you can just murder them and take their boobs.
Murder boob.
Murder boob. Oh my god, that sounds like Chicken Boo.
No, Murder Boob is the rejected Roger Moore 007 franchise movie.
Murder Boob. Do you remember Chicken Boo from Animaniacs? Chicken Boo, what's the matter with you? You don't act like the other chickens do.
The Hub is running Animaniacs now.
I have very little cable, and I need to get rid of it, remember?
Well, the Hub ran a Animaniacs marathon.
Okay.
In which they ran hours and hours and hours of Animaniacs, and they also edited the theme song in between to promote said Hub Animaniacs. So I heard the Animaniacs theme song about 90 times in 4 hours, and it drove me over the fucking cliff.
I would have been driven over the moon with glee.
I enjoy it in moderation.
Always in moderation.
All right. See you later.